mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Well, Max, you are an artist, but this is not a show about art.
That's right, Roy. We're got kind of an unusual radio show. You'll have to use your imagination to visualize all this stuff.
It is theater of the mind.
That's right. It's theater of the mind. But it's a show about how God uses art, visual art, to draw people to Jesus. And we call it iGate evangelism. And so we got something pretty exciting happening on the hill in Kerrville, Texas.
You know, if you would have told me this 10 years ago when we first met, I wouldn't have. It's not that I wouldn't have believed you, but I didn't get it. But when you go up there and you see the artwork combined with the cross and the facility and everything, you get it because you see how this beautiful art sets up the atmosphere and creates the energy for people to come to Jesus. And you're right; it really does happen.
Right. And we have the scripture in 77 verses in multiple languages, and that's all it takes for the Lord to use it.
Well. We always have a miracle of the week. Share that with us if you don't mind.
Okay. Well, we just got in our reports from Easter 2016, and we had a lot of miracles, actually, and people were touched by God. But one of the miracles, at least, that might be considered that is that we had people that came from 27 states and 5 countries to the top of the mountain in Kerrville, Texas, to experience God up there over Easter. And we had, over the 4 days of Easter that we counted, we had 3,252 people, and at sunrise service, and it was raining.
I was there.
We had 395 people in the dark, in the rain, praising God, in the cold. Sherry's saying in the cold.
And that was quite an accomplishment when it was raining, and people are coming and coming and coming, and they didn't care.
People got saved, people got healed, people got baptized, and there were miracles, signs, and wonders, and we'll talk about that some on the show.
Well, you know, I know this next lady for a long time, and she's been involved helping out, but she did an exceptional job this last time. Why don't you introduce her and
talk
to her?
Yeah, let me introduce this beautiful lady. It's Lueta Roschke, and she is a trustee on the Coming King Foundation, the board. And she's been with us for several years, but she's also highly gifted in music and worship, and leading worship. And she's got her own band, the Cross Generation Band, and just a bunch of great people. She's also a gifted teacher, evangelist, preacher, whatever we might want to say. But
powerful.
And since she is so gifted, we just said, here, you do this, Lueta. And so she helped us organize our Saturday resurrection celebration. And that involved coordinating with all the music groups. We had all different Christian music groups come in from the
which
different denominations.
Which is not an easy job.
Yeah, and the speakers and the pastors and the evangelists. And she just did a fantastic job.
Smooth.
And it ran smooth because she was running that part of the deal. And so she just did great, and we're so grateful that God loaned her to us to get this done so we could lift him up on that mountain over Easter. And so that's who's here with us today.
Lueta, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Good
I'm
to
glad
see you
to
again.
Be, it's good to see
As
you.
I
it's
mentioned
always a
earlier,
pleasure.
Before we started taping the show here, I'm one of your fans. And I've been in radio
you.
A long time, and I can tell you I'm not a fan of a lot of singers because I've just been around for so long. But I really am a fan of yours, and I always enjoy you singing.
God.
And not only that, but it's the energy you bring to it with everybody around you. Got a great
Thank
band.
You. I'm very blessed
who,
with a great
who,
band.
Who, by the way, is in your band?
Jeff and Don Kennedy. There's Leah Short. Hunter Kennedy and Chris Barnett.
Great group. Listen, Easter was quite a thing. I was there. Talk to us a little bit about what was involved there and what was the miracles and everything mm-hmm. that occurred that day from your perspective.
Well, I don't know that I was running it, but I was running. I will tell you that. We were all running. It was just amazing. So many things were happening. But, you know, God always just shows up. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And that's what he did. He drew people from all over, as Max was saying. And the Holy Spirit, I mean, you were there, Max, and you were there, Roy. You just felt the presence of God. And people were healed.
That's
physically?
Why I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning on
yes.
a Sunday to come all the way up there.
Exactly.
Because I know I'm gonna connect up with God.
Yes.
It's not a question.
Yes.
I know I'm going to feel the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to be there. And that's why I come.
And you know, I when I'm up there on the platform, we're getting ready to lead worship, and you look out there and you see all those people coming, and it's pouring down rain, and they're still sitting there because they're hungry for God, and because they see that beautiful 77-foot cross behind you on Easter morning, the
Quite
sun
an
rising.
Experience, isn't it?
Yeah, an empty cross that he rose from the dead, and they're sitting there through that in the cold and the rain because they want to get in God's presence.
Now, he saved, healed, baptized, miracles. Max, why don't you both of y'all talk about that?
Well, I know that whenever I had the blessing to speak on Saturday too, and I was speaking about resurrection power, Ezekiel's dry bones, the power of the Holy Spirit coming in, there was a lot of people that responded and that, you know, that God, that were encouraged, that had been discouraged and depressed, and God ministered to them and comforted them and built them up.
Yeah, and there were, you know, the main thing for us at the Garden is to introduce people to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And if we get that done, then everything else is a bonus. And so we had a lot of people give their hearts to Jesus Christ and made that step from basically hell to heaven. And that was the main thing. But we also had miracles and signs and wonders.
So that's how you know that God showed up.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah,
he showed up.
When God shows up on the mountain, you know it because
right.
these things happen. Right.
Right? People,
yeah.
The lives change, but also people, as I've explained about the Shekinah glory that's listed in the Old Testament New that looks like glitter, and it formed. We prayed for people, and it started forming all over the crowd, and I asked them to raise their hands, and they started raising their hands. And I remember one lady, I don't know what God was doing with her, but she was just covered head to toe, her face, her clothes, her hands, and her dress. And she just weeping, and, you know, again, God knows what's going on in the hearts of the people. But yes, changed lives are evidence, but we also had those manifestations of his presence that are quite amazing and pretty rare in today's world.
Now, this is a simple thing, but it's actually very important. How did you get God to show up?
Well, we invited him. and we begin to worship and praise him, and God inhabits the praises of his people. And again, if he be lifted up, he will draw all men. His presence just came. If you draw nigh to him, he draws nigh to us, and he showed up.
So when you bring and put all this together and all this music and all this praise, you're inviting the Holy Spirit to show up.
And you make room for him.
He did.
You make room and you make place for him, and that's how he comes.
Yeah, and we invite him to be himself. Just to come in, do whatever he wants.
Whatever
a lot of churches, they say, Holy Spirit, you can come, but you got to sit over here, be real quiet, don't do anything crazy. And yet at our place, on the mountain up there, it's non-denominational, and we just say, Holy Spirit, you come and do what you want. We are your kids. We love you. Just show off. And that's what he does at that place.
What else attracted the Holy Spirit?
Well, yes, we have the signs and the wonders and the thing, all those things that, you know, some people are used to, but some people aren't.
Right.
But they came anyway. Like, we had all different denominations. We had Catholics, Episcopalian, Presbyterian, Baptist,
Church
of Christ. You name it, it was there. And they were there in unity, which is a mark of the moving of the Holy Spirit. There was unity in the body of Christ. You know, Jesus said, I pray that they'd be one even as we are one. And that's what's happening in Kerrville, Texas. And the cross, that the empty cross, the Coming King's Prayer Sculpture Garden, is part of bringing unity to the body of Christ, not only in the Hill Country, but in the world. I believe God is truly using that.
Yeah, and it's unity around Jesus and the cross and his word. I mean, you know, there's a lot of movements in the world today mm-hmm. where they try to unify all the different religious things to say, oh, yes, let's just agree on it, that there's a God, and that's where it ends. But no, this is unity that Jesus is God. And the cross he was crucified on, and so it was unity within the body of Christ.
What else draws God?
Well, I believe that when you preach his word, that it's life. I mean, his word is life. Jesus is the word is Jesus. And when you preach it, it just attracts the Holy Spirit. It attracts the word, it attracts his presence, and people come.
What kind of manifestations did you have while you were up there?
Well, you want to take that or me get it?
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, we actually, you know, since we opened this garden up and we did say, Holy Spirit, come do what you want, and we love the manifestations of your presence, which is what attracted the people when Jesus walked the world, walked the earth. You know, they came to see the signs and wonders, and then they heard the message of the gospel. And so he has graciously been doing, or did again, what he's been doing up there ever since we let the public on. And a lot of kind of manifestations. One of the most dramatic to most people is that glory dust that looks like glitter, and it just forms on people right out of thin air, on their clothes, on their faces, on their hands. We had people take photographs of the angels around the cross, the angel orbs, Ezekiel 1:15-22, round balls that are moving up and down. And those
happen. See, if you're listening to this right now and you're thinking, don't take our word for it. Don't take our word for it. Come and see the cross. And we're going to give you the address where it is and a website here in just a minute. Now, speaking of glory dust, Lloyd, I understand that you and your band had quite an experience with that.
Share that with us. We did. You know, we led worship on Saturday several times. Then Easter Sunday morning, we led worship. And we packed all of our stuff up and we went home. But then the next time we were going to go minister was the following Saturday. So our drummer, he unrolled his carpet that he has that he puts his drums on. And we were getting everything hooked up to lead worship. And I was looking down and I said, what is that? And I got closer and closer. There were huge flecks of gold, as Max calls it, gold dust, all
glory
over
dust.
The glory dust, all over the carpet, but also up on his cymbals and drums. Now, we had all of our instruments out there, and we had lots of different bands, but the only thing that got covered like that was our drummers, but he had been asking for God to reveal himself to him.
Louisa, yeah,
that's amazing.
What do you want people to know about the garden?
That God is there. That you can go and have a personal time with the Lord and experience the presence of the Lord, maybe in a way you never have before. That the Lord still answers prayer. He's a God of his word, and he is alive and moving, and he loves them.
Max, any closing comments?
Just that we invite everybody to come. It's free. It's not religious. It's the word of God. It's artwork that points to Jesus. And it's open 7 days a week, and we just invite you to come to Kerrville, Texas, and experience for yourself, or go to our website.
Which is?
www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org. www.kerrville.org. And you can get a virtual tour online, and these manifestations actually can happen to you while you're sitting at your computer. We have got the people that have sent us the pictures and the letters, and they've been sprinkled with the glory.
Website, one more time.
www.thecomingkingfoundation.org. Thecomingkingfoundation.org.
Before we go, talk to us a little bit about your television ministry.
Oh, I'd be glad
and
to.
And how people can get more information about that.
Sure.
When it is and all that.
Okay. Well, I have a program that airs on the Impact Christian Network. Mm-hmm. It goes across the United States and into Africa, and it airs on Fridays, Texas time, Fridays at 12 a.m., Saturdays 2 a.m., and Sundays at 3 a.m., and they can watch it on Dish on channel 268 or direct on channel 263 and airs on a bunch of others as well. It's a Be Free. It's talking about Bitten Set Free.
And you have a website?
I do.
And it talks about that on
yes,
the website.
Yes, you can get all that information. Actually watch previous episodes, and it's louada.org, and that's louada.org, louada.org, louada.org. And they can get lots of different ministry resources on there as well.
Okay. Well, Max, what else you got for us before we get out of here?
Well,
now, folks, this is the first time I've ever got Max where he didn't have some words. Mark this down.
Okay. Miracles of miracles.
that's a miracle in itself.
He wasn't ready for that.
I didn't know that last question was coming. Just that the king's there, and he loves everybody, and he died for our sins. And, folks, we're talking about some kind of wild stuff, but the Bible is full of wild stuff. You read it, it's true, and our God never quit working miracles. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he loves you. And all you got to do is say, hey, I want to know you, Jesus. And when you say that in your heart, he'll come right to you.
Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, it's Sherry here again with you, and I have some wonderful comments. The first one I want to read is a beautiful letter that was written to us from our Kerrville City Manager named Todd Parton. And here's what he wrote. To all brothers celebrating the risen Christ, please accept my warmest welcome to all of you who have come to share this special morning. This was on Easter morning, with Max and our Kerrville community. We are blessed beyond reckoning for your presence and your outpouring of faith. Kerrville is a community whose foundation stands firmly on the bedrock of faith in our Lord and Savior. This cross is not just a symbol of our community's faith, it is a declaration that our community is dedicated to God. We welcome you into our community, especially our faith community. We will always consider you to be part of us, and I want you to know that you are an indelible part of Kerrville and that this is your home as well. May you feel the warmth of the Holy Spirit descend upon you as you observe this Easter vigil in this very special place. May that warmth sustain and strengthen you as you leave this place to carry on his work and spread his message. Max, I am so appreciative of all that you do for our community and for our world. You have touched millions of lives and brought a bright beacon of light to the world that seems so dark at times. You are an amazing gift to each of us, and we are all so thankful that you heard God's call. Your work here has been far from easy, and you have overcome each challenge with such courage and grace. You are a true inspiration. I am with you in spirit this morning and hold each and every one of you in my heart and prayers. Have an amazing Easter, and may God watch over and protect you. Todd Parton. And the next one is from Autry Allercamp of Kerrville, Texas. And Autry says, the garden is an asset for Kerrville. People just don't realize. Definitely a good thing, and I really appreciate it. Our friends can't believe something like this is in Kerrville. They were amazed. The next one is from a TripAdvisor website. It says, a special place. I recently led a car club tour, and the sculpture garden was one of our stops. The members found it beautiful and inspiring. Okay, next, Pat and Bob Wellborn. Max, you and your team are doing a great job in the name of our God. Pat and I pray for you each and every day. And I could just keep going on and on, but that's all the time I have. So I will Be back next week.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculptor Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt, through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.